You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. Today, we're going to do something fun and honestly, something we don't do enough. We're going to imagine the future. Not the maybe someday future, but a specific one. What happens if veganism wins? I'm talking about a world where plant-based food becomes the default, where animal agriculture is no longer the center of the food system, and where society looks back at factory farming the same way many people now look back at smoking on airplanes. This is not a victory lap episode. It's a systems episode. Because when a system changes, everything around it changes too. So let's think 20 years ahead and walk through five big shifts. Food systems, environment, healthcare, what happens to animal agriculture, and where the money goes next. Let's get into it. Number one, food system shifts. The new normal is plant-based. If veganism wins, the first thing that changes is not that every restaurant becomes a vegan restaurant overnight. It's that the baseline shifts. The same way you can walk into almost any grocery store today and find plant milk without thinking about it, now imagine the same level of normal for plant-based proteins, cheeses, yogurts, frozen meals, school lunches, hospital food, and fast food. In that future, the menu language changes. Instead of, do you have vegan options, it becomes, do you still carry animal products? Not as an insult, just as a practical question, like asking if a place still serves something outdated. The biggest driver of that shift is not even ideology, it's infrastructure. Supply chains matter, prices drop, taste improves, convenience wins, and the whole generation grows up with plant-based being the default comfort food of childhood. Mac and cheese, nuggets, pizza, breakfast sandwiches, ice cream, all plant-based by default. That is what winning looks like. Not constant debate, just normalization. And once that happens, the rest of the dominoes start falling. Number two, environmental recovery. Less pressure, more breathing room. Now let's talk about the environment. If animal agriculture shrinks dramatically, we get something rare in modern life. We get relief. We get land back. We get water back. We get reduced pressure on forests, wetlands, and biodiversity. Because right now, a huge amount of land is dedicated to grazing animals or growing crops to feed animals. If that demand drops, land use changes fast. In the veganism wins future, some of that land is rewilded. Some is converted into more efficient plant agriculture. Some becomes protected ecosystems again. Some becomes carbon capture projects through restoration. And here's the key point. Environmental recovery is not just about saving animals. It's about stabilizing our own future. Less deforestation means less habitat destruction. Less methane and nitrous oxide means less warming pressure. Less runoff means cleaner waterways. In 20 years, you can see real differences in local ecosystems. More birds, more pollinators, healthier rivers, more resilient soil. And not in a fantasy way, in a we stop squeezing the planet so hard way. That is what wins means environmentally. Not perfection, but breathing room. Number three, healthcare impact. Chronic diseases start to bend. Now let's talk about healthcare, because this might be the most underrated part of the whole conversation. If plant-based eating becomes the default, the healthcare system changes, not overnight, but steadily. Because so many of the biggest cost drivers in healthcare are lifestyle-related chronic conditions. Heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, some cancers, obesity-related complications. In the future we're imagining, a large chunk of the population is eating more fiber, more whole foods, more legumes, more fruits and vegetables, less saturated fat, fewer processed meats, less cholesterol. Even if people aren't perfect, even if people still eat some junk food, the baseline improves. And if the baseline improves, you start to see a bend in the curve. Fewer catastrophic events, fewer amputations from uncontrolled diabetes, fewer heart attacks at younger ages, fewer prescriptions needed just to manage symptoms. That creates ripple effects. Employers see lower health costs, families experience fewer medical bankruptcies, communities see fewer people sidelined by preventable illnesses. And here's a big one.
doctors and hospitals begin shifting incentives. There's more investment in prevention, lifestyle medicine, nutrition education, and community-based health programs. In fact, in that future, it becomes normal for physicians to prescribe food education the way they prescribe medication now. And because the demand is there, the system actually supports it. That is a real practical version of what it looks like if veganism wins. It's not about being morally superior. It's about reducing suffering, including human suffering. Number four, animal agriculture collapse. What fades, what stays, what transforms. Now the part that makes people tense up. If veganism wins, what happens to animal agriculture? The honest answer is it does not disappear in one clean moment. It declines, consolidates, and transforms. In the early stages of the future, you would likely see major pushback. Lobbying, marketing, culture war messaging. Some companies try to reposition animal products as luxury goods, heritage products, or boutique items. But overall, demand keeps dropping. And when demand drops, the economics change. Factory farming becomes harder to justify. Insurance and financing change. Regulation tightens as public opinion shifts. The hidden costs become harder to ignore. In 20 years, I think the most likely outcome is this. Industrial-scale animal farming shrinks drastically. Some remnants remain, but more like a niche and more heavily regulated. And the bigger story becomes the transition, because millions of people currently rely on animal agriculture for work. Farmers, truck drivers, plant workers, feed crop growers, equipment manufacturers. If veganism wins in a way that is actually ethical, then the victory includes a transition plan. Retraining, grants, infrastructure support, programs that help farmers switch to plant crops, renewable energy, agroforestry, mushroom farming, hemp, legumes, and other more sustainable systems. And in that future, sanctuaries become cultural landmarks, places where people visit with their kids the way they visit museums to learn what life used to look like and to remember that compassion can evolve. This part matters, because a movement that wins without compassion for people is not really winning. It's just shifting harm around. 5. Economic relocation, where the trillions go next. Now let's follow the money. If animal agriculture shrinks and plant-based becomes dominant, massive capital moves. First, investment flows into plant-based food innovation. Not just alt meat, everything. Ingredients, supply chains, packaging, cold storage, fast food infrastructure, restaurant training, culinary schools, agriculture tech. Second, you see an explosion in localized food systems. More community farming, more urban agriculture, more regional processing, more food co-ops, more direct-to-consumer models. Third, you see the wellness economy evolve. Not wellness as in trends, but wellness as in we actually build systems that help people stay healthy. And finally, you see a cultural relocation. Media changes, school curriculum changes, advertising changes, the story of what strength is changes. The story of what success is changes. Because when a society no longer normalizes violence towards animals as a default, it tends to become more reflective about other forms of harm too. Not automatically, not perfectly, but it opens a door. And that might be the deepest impact of all. So, let me land this. When people hear, what happens if veganism wins? They imagine a scoreboard, a triumph, a takeover. But winning is not about dunking on people. It's about building a future where less suffering is baked into the system. For animals, yes, but also for humans. For communities that are dealing with chronic illness. For workers stuck in harmful industries. For future generations inheriting a planet that can still breathe. If we think 20 years ahead, the world where veganism wins is not a weird, joyless place. It's not celery sticks and judgment. It is innovation, flavor, culture, community. It is a world where the default choice aligns more with health, sustainability, and compassion. And here's the part I want you to sit with. Every time you choose a plant-based meal, you're not just eating. You're casting a vote for that future. Not because you're perfect, but because the system is built on demand. Demand shapes supply, supply shapes culture, culture shapes policy, policy shapes the next generation. That is how movements win. Not all at once, but steadily. One choice, one story, one community at a time. And if you're listening to this right now, you're part of that. If this episode gave you something to think about, share it with someone who's curious, not someone you want to argue with. And if you want more conversations like this, plus city guides, restaurants, spotlights, and community stories, visit vegansexplore.com. And as always, we are daily podcasts, so I'll see you tomorrow.